Blog Talk Radio.
This is Journey of the Light. This is a show you can come to relax. Peace, love, and light. We're here every night for you, a place to go to get away from your daily troubles, because, you know, we all need that. Something that you can get away from your daily troubles and find some peace, because we all need that. If you all have a white candle or any candle you might have, if you would please light the candle. Father, Mother, God, we ask you to come to our show tonight. Surround the show with your white light. Surround all the people here tonight with your white light.
It is 5 years ago, my ex-husband now killed our son. I'm trying to come off all of medication and come out of this fog, this emotional numbness, and I'm really having a hard time not reaching for a bottle.
But I'm feeling regret about things that I really couldn't control. My kids that were given up for adoption.
I just lost my mom. I cried every day.
My life turned upside down. I lost my job.
Something out of it, but think of all the other people that come, especially people that are dealing with problems, with needing healing, and that's why people come to Journey in the Light. And your love and your open-mindedness and non-judgment, I think that's what the show is all about. We have psychic medium Michelle Whitedove.
I do your show and obviously particular shows, and I have to feel an affinity. I have to feel that person's in their integrity, that we're somewhat on the same page, you know, going for the same goal. And I really feel that way with you.
Lots of love and lots of thanks, and lots of thanks, Michael.
Thank you again, Michael. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you, Michael. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael.
I definitely feel, you know, you are strong enough to weather this.
And now, welcome to Journey into the Light with your host, Michael Long.
I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night.
Power! coming from no proppy. Just an ordinary man. But when I close my eyes, I see the way this world shall make when we all can and hate.
Mary of souls, she sailed on a day over the sea to sky. Billow and breeze, islands and seas, mountains of rain and sun. All that was good, all that was fair, all that was meek is gone.
Everybody, to Journey into the Light. Beautiful, beautiful music there. Just take that all into your body. Close your eyes and embrace, and you'll be set for a great day as we get set to start our Thursday. Glad you are here on Journey in the Light. I'm your host, Michael Long, and our guest for this show, very happy to have on, is Sonic Nova. And you can reach her privately at all of her listings here on the show page, her website, phone number, email, Skype. All of that is listed here on the show page, also with a bio there as well. So I hope you can look at all that, take that in, go visit her page that while you're even listening to this program. So we'll be taking phone calls also. So a lot of you guys are called in, and I guarantee you're set for a great reading, as Sonic does so many things unbelievably, and she does them so good. So call on into the number 347-884-8245. And if you like, you can go into the chat room, put in your area code and first name, and I'll bring you up even sooner into the show. So there you go there as well. So we're glad that you are here, and I am going to go to the switchboard now, and let's bring on to the show Sonic Nova to the show. Welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Mike. It's a pleasure. I'm glad you have me here.
That's great.
So,
So tell the folks a little bit about yourself, if you would, and then if you want to transition to the topic for today, that'd be great.
Sure. Real quick, I had two near-death experiences, one when I was 5, when I was 14. I literally died. I don't like the term near-death experience because we actually do die for a brief while, and then we come back, and that's what happened to me. And even before that, I was born, what I tell people, with a holographic brain, and I was severely dyslexic. In my brain, what I tell people is, here we call it dyslexia, and I call it a different kind of wiring, which makes or gives me the ability, since I was a baby, to have a holographic third eye so I could see everything that's up and coming and things that are about to happen. And, of course, what I tell people like Yoda, you know, the future is always in motion, so it's always changing. So I do all kinds of things. I'm a remote viewer. I was born that way, but I also got my certification. I'm also a life coach, and I've got my certification for that. I am actually clairascension, clairaudient, clairvoyant, which means I can see with all my inner senses. And so I have the ability of using everything, and it's very effortless for me to do this. It's kind of like for some people that are born geniuses with music, you know, like the great genius that we just lost, Prince. He was born with that. You know, he was composing things when he was 14 years old that, you know, he composed till he died. And I did have a connection with him, but we'll talk about that another show where he came to talk to me about what happened. So anyhow, I have that great ability to connect to people's energy and just unfold everything for them in all sorts of ways. So I use all my tools, and I guess that will lead me into the next topic, which is something that I've had a lot of clients that have been calling me that are very, very agitated right now. And the agitation started actually last night when they turned on CERN in Switzerland, which is a machine that has blown up on them 3 times, thank God. And now it actually is working, but hopefully it'll get dismantled again. And it caused a wave to go through the entire planet that caused a tremendous amount of agitation. I felt it, and my clients are still feeling it that are calling me and are very, very anxious, and it caused a mass of birds to die. It's caused all kinds of animals to die. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to open up the dimensional doorways to, shall we say, the dark side of things. And we, the light workers, are working very hard to close it down and to have their machine break down again, because it is a machine after all. They don't know how to do that without the machines. And so I just wanted to put it out there to people that are feeling extremely anxious, that is part of your anxiety, that it's a fabricated anxiety because of these machines, and that CERN is connected to the cell phone towers. It's connected to what they call HARP and GWEN, and you need to educate yourself about these things. I know there's a lot of people that want to shut their eyes and don't want to see, don't want to hear. You know, they don't want to hear about the evil ones that control the planet that are doing these experiments on us. And last night I had this dream where I was interacting with, there's two groups of Anunnakis, which are the ones that are controlling the controllers here on the planet. There's the good seed and there's the bad seed, and I was connected to the bad seed, and they're trying to do pretty horrific things. So hang in there, folks, because we are stronger than they are. So that's kind of what I wanted to say to everybody. And if you need my support, my help, my coaching, feel free to contact me, sonicnova.net. I have a chat on my website, so it's really easy for people to come in and start type chatting with me while I'm working and doing things. And the type chat pops up on my computer, so I know that you're there and you can ask me questions, a few simple questions that I can answer, and then I'm going to lead you over to getting a session. So that is a very user-friendly website that I have where people can communicate with me before having a session. Anyhow, that's what's going on, Mike. And I'm wondering if our listeners, you know, woke up the last couple of days extremely anxious, especially those people that have, you know, some kind of like panic disorder. There's a lot of people on the planet right now that are having panic disorder, and they're having a lot of anxiety. And I just wanted to enlighten people and let them know that this is part of the reason why you're having this experience, you know, and why you're having that anxiety is because of the manipulation of the energies and what they're doing on the planet.
Okay, well, thank you for bringing that forward to us, and let's find out from the listeners, and let's bring in the callers too. If you guys would like a reading, call on into the show, 347-884-8245. And we shall take your call. Let's go to our first call then from area code 212, New York City. Can we get your first name, please?
Hey, Michael. It's Bryn calling.
Hey, Bryn.
Hi. How are you?
Hey, we're doing good. How about yourself?
Well, I'm kind of concurring with Nova about the anxiety. I think it's like half and half. I think definitely it's in the air, and, you know, also my own issues, causing anxiety, but I believe her when she says there's a lot of manipulations going on, and so I wouldn't be surprised if that's what's going on for sure. But anyway, I have a specific question.
Sure.
Hey, Nova. How are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
Kind of.
I can hear that in your voice.
Yeah, challenging. So my challenging question is, I do artwork off and on, but it's a funny thing. I feel a block a lot of times, and I was asking myself, what is it? And I get intimidated. It's a weird word to use. I get intimidated by approaching my art because I know that my art is evolving to maybe doing, well, not maybe, but doing, to do like soul portraits of people while I do readings, I think. That's
oh, lovely.
Is.
Okay.
But I the thing is, I feel a block, like a kind of self-doubt, and I think it might be like connected to my heart that's not open, that has a lot of kind of barriers to it. So anyway, I want to get your kind of insights.
Sure. Do you mind if I ask you again your first name, date of birth, so I can connect to your energy? That's how I connect to everybody. And this
is what I do in reading. Bryn, B-R-Y-N, and
B-R-Y-N, great. I misspelled it.
7356.
7356, great. Okay, thank you, Bryn. All right, so right away, I started to feel the feelings that you're feeling and the blockage there. Wow, this is going to be an interesting reading. Part of it has to do with your past lives, okay? The blockage there. Part of it has to do with your ability to actually navigate those aspects of your heart that are a little scary. And now what I'm going to talk about is an actual tool that I work with clients and use, which is body-centered awareness. It's sort of a Buddhist template. So I don't know if you're willing to play with me a little bit here in public or if you want to do that in private.
No,
but let's explore this a little bit and find out why. Okay, what is it that is actually causing? And that word that you use is a very strong word. Obviously, you know that I did write down on my notes, and it's important to address that. So, what is behind that? I want you to kind of sit in your heart and just take a couple of deep breaths and kind of feel what's behind that judgment,
okay.
The feeling.
Well, it's funny. It's like expectation, fear, excitement.
Okay. So expectation. What kind of expectation?
I guess doing things the right way. The quote-unquote right way.
Right. There is no right or wrong, but okay.
Right.
Okay. So what I want to explore is that the right way obviously is not going to block you, right? The wrong way is what's going to block you. So let's explore that, because if we unleash this, right, if we're able to discover what it is that's causing that anxiety in you, right, then the anxiety of it will go away and it'll dissolve itself. That's the beautiful thing about this psycho-spiritual work that I do with people. So tell me, what is the fear? Can you name it?
I don't know, fear of...
Is it fear of failure? Or fear of success?
It could be fear of success, I think.
Uh-huh, okay. Yep. So if all of a sudden you got really super successful and super famous, right, and people were coming to you for these spiritual portraits, there's a barometer in you that blocks things when it gets to a certain point of a certain amount of people coming to you, right, or when you're about to, like, catapult into success.
Right.
Am I seeing this right for you?
Yeah, I feel so, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Whew, let's take a deep breath, both of us. That was a lot of information to absorb. And what I like to do is I like to work with a little bit of the shadow material in people, because that's what unwinds it and releases it so that you could have no more of that trepidation and that judgment about yourself and the work that you do. Because I do get a sense that you've been touching that quite a bit, the membrane of success, you know, quite a bit lately, and it's brought in a lot of anxiety. So then you retract back, you know, you pull in, you pull back,
pull
and
back,
you're like, okay,
back,
let me get comfortable. You know, I want to be in the comfort zone. So are you willing to explore a little bit of the uncomfortable zone with me? Okay.
Sure.
So let's project ourselves to 6 months from now, and all of a sudden, you know, you're on a talk show like this one or other ones where there's 50, 100 million people listening. And all of a sudden you get a call from Oprah that invites you to come to her show, okay? Because that's going to explode you, right, to a totally different level. Or the person that took Oprah's, you know, job, because she's no longer doing that, but something of that nature, okay? Like Ellen, for example.
Right.
What are the feelings inside of you that are stirring up?
6 months from now. A mixture of excitement and fear, you know,
okay.
Kind of good and sort of fear and excitement at the same time.
Okay, is it fear of failure? Is it fear that you're not going to be able to live up to people's expectations?
Yeah, fear that I won't, that it's like I'm a fake or that you know, it's not real. It's not real.
Okay, so Where does that, because I feel like you're really an authentic person, where does that feeling of fake come in from? Where is that belief or that judgment?
Honestly, right now I don't know.
Okay. Okay, so I want you to explore that, okay, that feeling of fake,
right.
Of being fake, okay? I think what it comes from, though, and this is something that the mass media loves to do, is they love to, like my partner was saying, they love to take us butterflies and pull us apart, you know, and take our authenticity, because, you know, authentic beings are much more powerful than the fake beings, right? And criticize it and do all that kind of stuff. And, yes, this is a very, very dangerous time to be on the planet, because there's both at the level of absolute intensity. So, yes, you have to, you know, tread with caution into those waters and be prepared for the critics, so-called critics, but they're actually shills that like to tear down the light workers like us, you know, and tear us apart and, like I said, tear our wings off. So, you know, it is walking a very fine line. So there is a good... there is a good instinct inside of you that goes, I need to protect myself, and I need to make choices as to how successful I get and in what direction I go, regardless of what the critics may say. You know, and that's one of the things where we have to build a really tough skin if we're going to be out there in the public eye, you know, and with the shills, what I call shills, criticizing us about our work, that it's fake or whatever it is. Okay.
Right.
So that's one of the things that obviously I'm being common sense about, but the thing that I feel inside of you, which is really, really important, okay, and this is what's going to shift the whole dynamic for you, is to find your center in your work and not listen to the critics, not listen to, and I know it's very hard for us to do, and
right.
to just have your higher self guide you. You know, and give you guidance in that direction, actually, instead of having the critics give you guidance, because they don't know crap.
Mm-hmm.
They're just there to criticize and put people
right.
down and, like I said, tear our wings. And to keep that in mind when that is going on, to just ignore it. I see some of the big names, you know, like Van Prague and the
right.
other guy that's a medium, you know, also a medium. He had a TV show. I see
yeah,
them
John
when
Edward
the critics, John Edwards, they ignore the critics, okay? That's very
right.
wise. When
right.
the critics come along and say these horrible things about them and the shills come along and they go, oh, you're fake and you're this and you're that, they just basically gloss right over it. They've learned how to do that and ignore it
right.
Because they're not, you know, put yourself in my shoes. I want
right.
you to do what I do, you know, and that's what I would say to them. I go, I'm going to invite you to a show and I'm going to have you do what I do because if you could do what I do better, then you can criticize me. If you can't,
right.
then shut up.
right.
So that's kind of where I want you to be in that place. And I don't know if that helps you eliminate some of that anxiety, some
yeah.
of that fear.
I'm sure it has, you know. It's just to do it, to get, you know, to approach it without the anxiety.
Right. Well, that's you know, that's one of the things that we all, you know, it's kind of like stage fright a little bit.
Right,
but once
right.
you're on the stage, then it kind of dissipates and goes
right.
away, especially if you have somebody that's interviewing you that's really great, you know, and that's not being adverse, you know, having adversity with you. Then
right.
then you have that kind of flow. So so I think the work that needs to be done is for you to work on yourself and work on the fear of being stripped apart, analyzed, and having that anxiety, and just to work on this aspect, this shadow aspect of yourself, so that you
okay.
become neutral to it. You know, there's
right.
still obviously work for you to do, and I can't do it all here in one
no,
show,
yeah, no.
but
no, yeah.
but
yeah.
definitely, you know, this is something that can be dissolved, you know, and that
okay.
can be neutralized. And it's just a matter of working with it and digging. Like, I just gave you a little sample of how
right.
we dig into the layers,
right.
you know, of the shadow material. And it goes all the way down into the belly where the real unconscious stuff is, which is ultimately what are we all afraid of? Why are all these people calling in about relationship readings to me,
mm.
right?
Exactly.
The majority of the people that call me for that, it's because they're afraid of being abandoned, being alone. That's
right.
the biggest fear all of us humans are born and have on this planet.
Yeah,
so that's the core of it, you know.
Right. Well, thank you. Thank
You're
you
welcome.
For your time. Thanks for your time.
You're so
yes.
welcome. My pleasure. It was a
yeah.
pleasure working with you.
Thanks. Take care. Thank you, Michael.
You too.
Yeah.
All right. Take care, Brent.
Thanks
for calling in. And let's go to our next call then. Beautiful call there. Sonic, and let's go area code 415 in the Bay Area. Can we get your first name?
Yeah, hello, hi.
Hi.
My name is Jamie, and my birth date is April 3rd.
Hi,
and I was
Jamie.
Wondering.
Can I get your date of birth too, Jamie?
Oh, you mean like okay, April 3rd, 1984.
Thank you. Awesome. That way I can connect to your energy right away. So
right.
you were wondering?
Just any messages that you may get, you know, anything that, you know, anything I need to be aware of or, like, something that's coming up. You know, just something that pertains for to help me, you know? So.
Okay. So in what, let me ask you specifically, what area do you want me to kind of give you, like, higher guiding messages from your guides is usually where I want to give them from, not my guides because
right.
I don't live your life, but your guides.
Right.
So are you looking like for spiritual enlightenment? Are you looking for like financial, you know, where your finances are going or a relationship or kind of give me an idea because it's like I could give you
right.
kind of like a general feel, but.
What about spiritual guidance then.
Great.
Okay.
Guidance. Okay, so let me connect to what I like to connect is to your soul, which is your higher self, by the way, because it is eternal. That's the part of us that is lives forever and is ever wiser than the actual personality that's standing here in front of you, including myself, okay? And tune into that and tune into the upper guidance. So immediately, this is so interesting. I closed my eyes. They're showing me images. I don't know if you're a very visual person, but they showed me, do you know, like in China, at the Great Palace, there's these two dogs, okay, that are guard dogs, okay, that sit, the rocks, they're guard dogs that sit in front of the palace. And literally they sent me that image. I don't know if that has great significance to you or not. And they're holding the flower of life, okay, on their paw.
Oh, my God.
And that, oh, yeah. So I know you probably know more what that means, but literally they sent me that image to send to you to, and I'm getting goosebumps all over my body, that to realize that your flower of life, that your life itself is encapsulated in those guard dogs having their paw on it and protecting it. Is what they want to say to you, because there's been a lot of like disharmony around you is what I'm picking up, and a lot of and that's why you were asking that question about spiritual. You're about to pop into a higher level of awareness, and there's certain energies that are trying to pull you down, that are trying to block that. Got it? And that's basically what I say is become the spiritual warrior that you are and just break through that, you know, break through that feeling of being suppressed or you know, like something, and focus. This is your guides, okay, that are saying this, or your higher guide, highest guide, that's saying that if you actually ask these protective dogs to protect your flower of life, that you'll be able to evolve to the next level of higher consciousness that you've been trying to reach for a while. So to bring in that visual that they gave me to give you would be extremely powerful to meditate with that. You know, you may even want to go buy, you know, as a symbol, you know, to buy those ceramic, you know, Chinese dogs. And I know you live in San Francisco, so it's easy for you to do that in Chinatown.
Mm. Well, you know, it's funny is on Easter Sunday, actually, I've moved since then, but, you know, but on Easter Sunday, I was standing in my front room with my mother. She has Alzheimer's right now, whatever, but and she felt it too. But what happened was all of a sudden I got this image of this bright white light coming over me, and my mom goes, whoa, and she's really, you know, lost. So she felt it, and I felt it at the same time. And then all of a sudden I saw Christ, and then I got the image of this flower spinning around in my hand.
Oh, that's what you went, whoa, how did you see that?
And it was like, you know, I didn't know what to make of it. And you know, I came back here to help take care of my mother.
Okay.
You know, and she was, you know, basically calling to me because we have that telepathic connection. And
right,
so,
right. I get it.
In fact, she literally woke me up last night. I was dead asleep, you know, and I just felt her waking me up, and I'm upstairs, she's downstairs, and I tried to go back to sleep. I literally could not go back to sleep because I kept feeling, it was like she was in the room with me waking me up, and then I went down, her blanket was off, so I put her blanket back on her, and I'm laying there, I'm trying to get to sleep, and I'm like, I can't really sleep here, and she says to me, I wasn't saying anything to her, but she says to me, oh, you can come back, and I was like, oh. So she literally could read my mind. She's been doing that for years. I just never realized it.
That is very cool that you guys have that kind of connection, isn't it?
Yeah.
And that you could see energy, you know, that you could literally see. So I want you to do a little bit of homework, okay? Not me, but your guides. When I say I want you is the information that is being relayed to me. For you to look into the flower of life and start studying it, okay? And there's several people that are scientific, okay, that are actually the new, I call it the new science, the actual quantum physics science, Nassim Haramein, okay, he's done a lot of work with the flower of life, decoding it, okay. I'm getting scientific here, but, you know, spiritually speaking, I want you to do some research on that, because there is an encoding in the flower of life that is what you experienced, you know, that energy that came into your hand and that you saw the ball spinning, and that's actually the flower of life, which the flower of life gives life to everything, okay? It gives life to this planet. It gives life, you know, and it actually lives. This is what Nassim says, which is so beautiful. He says that in every particle there is the flower of life, every particle. So that's pretty, you know, awesome that you had that experience and that you're having this great awakening, you know, and that this is part of it, to realize that we're all connected, you know, and that we're all, and no wonder you guys are telepathic, you know. So we're all one organism, you know, and we may be separated by these bodies, but we're all part of this one organism, which is life itself.
Mm-hmm. When you were saying about the flower, I got such deep, I'm talking like deep within my sacrum. Like, whoa.
Yep, the energy was going, that's the kundalini rising, you know, through your sacrum up to your crown. That was like going, you know, kind of like if you hit one of those tuning forks, you know, that's what I felt in you, you know, which is that awakening, that coming into awakening, coming into, you know, and part of it is actually bringing in like the next level for you, you know, so that you're really clear on this, is to actually start working with that kundalini energy with a teacher, okay, because it can be very dangerous working without a teacher that can help you bring it up and bring it back down and integrate it, because that actually, that kind of work actually clears a lot, resolves and dissolves a lot of the, what I call the ego tendencies and the ego, what I call the dark kind of energy in us, the shadow material. It actually starts to dissolve it. So I get a sense that while you're in San Francisco, you're going to meet a spiritual teacher that can teach you to navigate this area so that you can really expand it. Because you are a starseed. I'm pretty sure you're aware what a starseed is, right?
Yeah, serious.
Cool.
I'm serious. I'm so.
You're serious. So, right. So you know exactly what I'm talking about. And for all those of you that have no idea, just contact me on my website and I'll explain it to you. I even have a whole page dedicated to star seeds, you know, that I've gathered and put on my website. So, you know, because you're a star seed and we're here to change the dynamic on the planet and to go into the 5D instead of being in this 3D or 4D density, you know, that's what you came here to do. So all those inner 12-strand DNAs are reawakening in you, and this is part of your journey.
And you
and
know
I hope
what?
That
I'm moving to Mount, I'm moving to Mount Shasta in about 5 months. So that, what you just said, it confirms everything. And there's a friend I have there. She's very spiritual, and she's very open, and she does downloads, and she does drawings to help people, you know, realign with her true being, whatever. And so I'm probably going to end up working with her.
Great.
So,
that would be really fantastic for you to do that. That will really expand you and open you. You know, and I lived in Mount Shasta for 6 years, so just keep in mind that. Oh, yeah.
It'll probably be 6 months.
So the energy there, the energy here is very, very powerful. The mountain is super powerful. And it will arise all, you know, so there's, what I tell people is like the Mount Shasta Insane Asylum is what it is, because there's both extremes. So when people expect, oh, Mount Shasta, spiritual mountain, beautiful, all I'm going to hear is enlightenment and see enlightened people every, nah. Wrong. It's going to really exhibit what's happening on the planet, both extremes. So just keep that in mind, but it's a really powerful, powerful vortex to be in. You know, and a lot of people, what happens, they come here to Mount Shasta and they move to Ashland because the energy is not as intense in Ashland, you know, even though it's very volcanic there as well. So very cool to talk to you, and keep going with your spiritual evolvement and evolution, because you are one of the light workers that's going to bring in the new 5D. Hey.
Yes.
Very exciting.
Yes. Okay. Wow, it's been really good talking to you. I feel like I'm talking to you.
It was great talking with you, too. This is awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
Maybe I'll take the website and everything.
Yeah, please do. SonicNova.net. Pretty simple.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Great.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're so welcome. You take care, Janie, and we'll see you around.
All right. All right.
All right.
All right. Thanks for your call. All right. Take care. All right. Yes, and if you'd like to, all the contact information is listed here on the show page here for Sonic, so check that out. We want to let's take one more call here. It'll have to be a little shorter because of time constraints, but let's go to area code 909. Welcome to the program. Can we get your first name, where you're calling from?
Yes, sir. My name is Genevieve, and I'm calling from Los Angeles.
Ah, hi, Genevieve. How are you?
I'm fine, Sonic. Thank you so much.
Sure.
Actually,
what's your date of birth?
You need my birth date, right?
Yes, please.
Okay, January 17th, 1943.
Great. And how can I help you, Genevieve?
Okay, I read you're a medical intuitive. I've had bronchitis for 2 years. It's chronic bronchitis.
Okay.
And I've been put on antibiotics 3 different times. Nothing helps. I am beginning to wonder if the reason for it is being upset with 2 of my adult children.
If you're upset with your 2 adult children, if it would be a reoccurrence of bronchitis, is that what you're asking me?
Yes.
Great. I just want to be clear. I always say it back to people to make sure that I heard you correctly. Okay, so part of it definitely is resentment and anger. Throat chakra, right, is bronchitis affects
right.
the throat and affects also the lungs. So
right.
there's 2 components emotionally happening here. One is you not being able to speak your truth to them. The other one is actually your lungs. Lungs always have to do with mourning or loss or grief. Okay, so dealing with the grief of not being able to relate or really connect to your children and talk to them honestly, it is part of what's going on with your bronchitis. The other thing that's going on is that you live in a city that's very, very, very toxic right now, you know, where there's a lot of, like, methane that's totally covering the entire area of Los Angeles, and because it is a valley, you know, that you're probably inside. If you're down in the valley or you're down in the valley areas, it's going to affect people more than others in terms of their upper respiratory issues. So there's lots of components here. There is a physical component, okay? There is an emotional component, and and I'm speaking as a medical intuitive, and there's an emotional component. So I know there's no way that you can actually leave the area, you know, because you have your house and you have everything set up there. But one of the things that I would suggest, because usually what I like to bring is solutions to people, not just tell them, look, this is what I see. So is it okay
right.
if I give you some solutions?
Of course. Of course.
Great. Number one, in your house, you're probably going to have to spend about $2,000 on a really good ionizer, something that can purify the entire house, the air in the house. Okay, I know you have to go outside. When you go outside, unfortunately, you're probably, in order to get rid of this, you're going to have to wear a mask or something that will help you where you don't have to breathe in the toxic, you know, chemtrails, you know, fossil fuels from the cars and the methane that's in the air. That is what's causing a lot of damage to people, and people have ended up in the hospital in the L.A. basin, okay? So that's one thing that I would do right away. The other thing is I would stop taking antibiotics, if you don't mind me saying so, but antibiotics are way, you know, there's too many viruses and bugs that have become immune to the antibiotics that the pharmaceutical companies provide to people. And it causes all kinds of physical problems to the body. It causes the intestinal flora to die. It causes, actually, it is the main cause, and I know I've been fighting this my whole life, okay, for getting a different type of, it's actually a fungus that grows, a yeast fungus that grows in the, but when you take antibiotics, it breaks the blood barrier and goes into other areas. It's called candida. But this candida is a different candida, and that's what I'm seeing in your body, is that you have a ton of it and you have a bunch of it in your throat. So that is what's causing the bronchitis. So to take a natural supplement that will kill the that will actually kill this candida, which is a different kind of candida. It's not the one that you can cure with herbs, okay? It's built an exoskeletal layer around the cellular membrane of it, and it's traveling all over your body. That's one thing that I would do right away. The other thing that I would do is to get rid of the bronchitis is I would use, and you can buy this on Amazon, really inexpensive. I was shocked. There's a mushroom, medicinal mushroom combination that is amazing that's called, I just purchased it for a client of mine that he always takes it and he always gets better when he has upper respiratory issues. It's from Aloha Medicinals, and it's actually one of their most powerful, it's Critical Immune Assist, okay, by Aloha Medicinals, it's called. And I would take those. Yeah, it's called Critical Care, okay?
Oh, Critical Care, okay.
Critical Care. Yeah, I'm going to give you the exact. I'm going to go right to my orders, and I'll give you exactly the name of it so that you can go find it. It's $21 on Amazon, and usually in most places they sell it for $45. So that's why I'm telling you about it. So it's called Aloha Medicinals is the name of the company, and it's called Immune Assist Critical Care Formula.
Gotcha. Immune Assist Critical Care.
Critical Care Formula. And you probably, it's 84 capsules. I would, if you can afford it, I'd buy three of the bottles because you're going to go through all three of them. And I would take six capsules twice a day.
Okay. Gotcha.
This will get rid of your bronchitis, okay? Besides, like, if you can get, like, an ozonator or something that's in your room, you know, to clean the air in your house, you know, because the air in L.A. is so toxic right now that that's part of what's causing it.
I've got four dogs and long-haired, short hair, and they sleep
on
my bed. So,
that would help you. That would also assist you in having bronchitis. And of course, I don't want you to get rid of your dogs because they're your babies,
never,
right?
Never.
I get it. So, you know, you definitely want to have one of these ozonators, or you can buy a cheap one, but what I'm saying is if you can buy the really good ones, it'll ozonate your entire house, and you could actually put it in, you know, if you don't close the door, if you're going to have the door open, you probably do for your doggies, right? So they can go to the bathroom at night.
Yeah, well, they have a doggy door and the patio door, so they can go out.
Okay.
I will close my bedroom door. But will that help? What could I use for
candida? What I was saying is don't close your bedroom door. If you get a really good air purifier, one of the really good ones, you want to leave it open because otherwise you would end up with too much of the oxygen that it produces.
Gotcha.
That could make you sick. You know, too much oxygen as opposed to normal oxygen levels. So I would definitely do that. That would help you hugely. And the other thing, and I don't know if this is going to be possible, here's the screwy part, right, is because, you know, your kids are human and they're not going to want to listen to mom. Is somehow this work needs to be done either, you know, we either do it with our children or we do it on our own to express and get those emotions out of you. You know, those feelings out of you and actually develop some really healthy boundaries about how you're willing to interact with your children since you can't speak about the emotional, you know, challenges that are between the two of you. And I can certainly help you with that with private sessions if you want to work with me on that. We could help to dissolve that. So there's more of a neutral, you know, stance that you would have with them and you wouldn't feel so kind of like constrained by them, you know. So those
Terrific.
Are the four components. Yeah.
Now, the number one was candida. Did you recommend anything for the candida?
The candida, yes. Actually, if you go to my website, I will have the link posted there. I'm going to post it right now.
Okay.
And you can go to that particular page. I'm going to put it – I have a page that actually is a store – But and I'll probably put it in my health supplements page. I'll put the link there so that you can go right to the Candida company and buy the Candida from them. And you're probably going to have to do like one, two. When it comes to buying their probiotics, don't bother. Their probiotics are not as good as the ones like Lou Corona, and I do sell his products, the Lou Corona products. Those are the I would put you on a heavy enzyme protocol in a heavy probiotic protocol, and no more antibiotics, because the moment you take the antibiotics, then you're going to have this problem all over again. So we could talk about that.
Oh, yeah. I did that about a year and a half ago, and I told him no more. I hate antibiotics. But
yeah,
I will go on your website, and it's Sonic.
Please, sonicnova.net, SONICNOVA.net, and you can chat with me on there, and I can give you the links and everything there to all the places where you can buy all this stuff.
Excellent.
And take care of your health.
Really, I'm so healthy, but this bronchitis has been the only thing, and it's a doozy. So definitely I'm going on your website right now.
Great. All right.
Okay.
Well, it was
thank
a pleasure talking with
for
you.
For the help. Same here.
Oh,
thank
you're
you
so welcome.
Much.
My pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, Mike. Sorry I took so long.
No.
I tried to wrap it up pretty quick.
you have so much information to give out. You're awesome. you really are. All right, folks. Again, please go visit. We're just out of time. Go visit Sonic's website and phone number. If folks want to jot that down, it's 702-448-6051. And the website, again, sonicnova.net.
And just so that everybody knows, because I have been getting phone calls, if I don't answer the phone, it's because I'm in session with someone. So if you can't reach me there, reach me through my chat on my website. It says chat with us. We are online. And it'll chat with me and leave me your name and email address and your phone number if you like me to call you back. But at least leave me your first name and email address on the chat, and I will get back to you. I've done that the last couple of weeks with people that have contacted me. And we'll talk.
Very good. Very good.
Thanks,
okay.
Mike.
Well, wonderful show. Thank you for coming on and
thank
sharing
you.
So much. All right.
Oh, you're welcome.
Have a pleasant
my pleasure.
Day. All right.
You too.
All right. Take
care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Isn't she great? All right, folks. That's going to do it for me this afternoon. And I send you everybody many blessings and love out there. And have a pleasant day. Thank you.